What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take today's look, our last look for this week, of some of the news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Secretary of State of the United States, Marco Rubio, he will hold meetings with the President of the Republic, Jose Raul Moreno, and with the Administrator of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, Ricoarte Vasquez. This is during his upcoming visit to the country, according to official sources. The exact date of his visit is not yet known. However, the new State Department spokeswoman, Tammy Bruce, said that he would begin his tour next week. Media outlets such as Politico and Bloomberg reported on Wednesday that Rubio's visit to Panama is part of a tour of Latin America, which includes Guatemala, El Salvador, the Dominican Republic, and Costa Rica. During his Senate confirmation hearing, Rubio suggested that China's use of the Panama Canal violates the terms of the Panama Canal's handover. Rubio's visit comes amid threats from Donald Trump to take back the Panama Canal, claiming it's controlled by China and accusing Panama of violating the terms of the Torrijos-Carter Treaty that facilitated the transfer of the canal in 1999. Trump has been announcing his threat to take back the canal since late December, but the Panamanian government has continuously refuted this. The canal belongs to Panama and will continue to belong to Panama, reiterated the President of the Republic, Jose Raul Moreno. This was during a colloquium at the World Economic Forum in Davos in Switzerland, reported the Europa Press Agency. There is no presence of any nation in the world that interferes with our administration of the canal. And the canal was not a concession from anyone. It was the result of generational struggles that culminated in 1999 as a result of the Torrijos-Carter Treaty. And since then until now, in other words, for 25 years, uninterruptedly, we have managed and expanded its responsibility, Moreno also stated recently. Panama confirmed that it will appeal to the World Trade Organization, the WTO. This is the ruling of the arbitrators of the organization in favor of Costa Rica in the trade dispute between both countries over the import of agricultural and food products. This was announced by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement in response to the neighboring country. The technical team of the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the MICI, has reviewed the report issued by the arbitrators of the World Trade Organization on the trade dispute between Costa Rica and Panama, which began in 2021 due to import requirements for agricultural and food products. After the analysis, Panama considers that the recommendations do not adequately protect its interests and rights, and consequently it has decided to appeal the report, exercising its sovereignty and legal right, with the aim of ensuring an adequate legal analysis of the ruling, in accordance with the procedures established by the WTO, indicates the MICI, led by Julio Molto. The statement explains that Costa Rica decided to take this case to the World Trade Organization, even though Panama had already respected a previous decision by Costa Rica, which consisted of not renewing permits for Panamanian meat and dairy products. This was done with the conviction that as neighboring and partner countries, we can resolve not only this difference, but also other issues related to customs, transport, security, and other aspects of common interest through bilateral dialogue, says the MICI. In this regard, they clarify that the government of Panama emphasizes that this appeal does not interfere with the willingness to continue seeking consensus solutions that benefit both countries. In addition, the MICI states that Panama will continue to ensure the protection of its sanitary and phytosanitary heritage, complying with national and international standards to guarantee the health and safety of people, animals, and plant species. This process reflects Panama's commitment to exercise its rights responsibly and respectfully, without affecting the spirit of cooperation and friendship that has characterized its relationship with Costa Rica, said the organization. Following the recent approval of the first block of reforms to the Social Security Fund, the CSS, the Labor, Health and Social Development Commission of the National Assembly is preparing to address the second block, considered one of the most complex within the proposed law of 163. This second block of reforms covers Articles 47 to 100 and includes key aspects related to the administration and financial sustainability of the entity, topics that have generated a broad debate among various sectors. Miguel Ángel Campos, deputy and member of the Committee of Labour, Health and Social Development, stressed that they will meet to analyse the proposals of the different parties regarding the second block of the Social Security Reform Project. According to the deputy, the objective of the meeting is to consolidate consensus and, if not achieved, to proceed in the same way as in the first block, where a majority agreement was reached on most of the articles. One of the points of contention in this second block is the granting of the management of the CSS investment portfolio, which has generated criticism in some sectors. However, figures such as the Minister of Economy, Felipe Chapman, assure that these changes do not represent a privatisation of the management of the reserves, but rather an update on their management to increase returns. Bill 163, in its Article 65, which modifies the 2005 law, allows the CSS management, in this case led by Dino Mon, to delegate one or more legal entities with an investment management license issued by the Superintendency of the Securities Market of Panama or its equivalent in other jurisdictions recognized by it, the management of the investment portfolio or part of it. Chapman explained that the reforms include the creation of two specialized technical units, one focused on investments and another on risk and compliance, both responsible to the General Directorate. These units will advise the Investment and Risk Committee of the Board of Directors. In the face of growing criticism from various sectors regarding a possible private administration of CSS funds in the bill, La Prensa has confirmed that the ruling party, made up of the deputies from the Realizing Goals Party, will present a proposal for the administration of the Pension Reserve Fund to fall to the National Bank and the Savings Bank. This initiative represents a shift in the legislative debate as it eliminates the participation of private agents, as was contemplated in the initial version of the project. The measure seeks to respond to the concerns of various sectors that have expressed their rejection of the privatization of public funds destined for Social Security. In response to requests from various sectors demanding that the debate be expedited, the deputy said that this is an issue that requires careful and responsible analysis. He clarified that the Commission has been working constantly to evaluate the project with the rigour that it deserves. Finally, Campos confirmed that so far no new meetings have been held with representatives of the executive and that the discussion could extend until February, depending on the progress in the review of the proposals. President José Raúl Molina arrived in Italy on Thursday. The presidency reported that the president has scheduled an audience with Pope Francis in Vatican City. On Saturday, Molina will be received by Pope Francis at the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican. His official tour also includes a meeting with Italian President Sergio Mattarella to discuss bilateral cooperation between the two nations, as well as to reiterate the request that Panama leaves the European Union tax list, stressing that Panama is not a tax haven. After landing in Italy from Davos, Molina was received by the Minister Plenipotentiary Cristiano Gallo, representing the Italian government, and by Monsignor Javier Domingo Fernandez, representing the Pope. In a statement, the presidency reported that President Molina's agenda also includes a meeting on Friday with representatives of leading Italian companies, including the International Industry Group dedicated to the aerospace, defence and security sector, and Telecom Italia Sparkle, specialising in telecommunications and fibre optic services. Two Panamanian castaways were rescued 150 nautical miles off the Colombian coast. This was after 8 days adrift in a small boat. The Ecuadorian Navy announced on Wednesday, coordinating the arrival of the two men on land in the Ecuadorian port of Esmeraldas, bordering Colombia. The The castaways were rescued at sea by the Panamanian flagship, the Cabo San Vicente, and then taken to Esmeraldas, where they received medical attention and awaited the Ecuadorian authorities to arrange their return to Panama. The rescue of these two men was achieved thanks to coordination between the Ecuadorian Navy, the Colombian Maritime Authority, and the ship that found them. The Cabo San Vicente, a 228-metre-long oil tanker, was making the crossing between the port terminal on the Panamanian island of Melones and Esmeraldas. Tipping. It's always an interesting topic, isn't it? Well, the controversy continues. The controversy over tipping is increasing, especially during this holiday season when many people tend to frequent restaurants, hotels, and entertainment venues. Some consumers complain that restaurants charge between 10% and 30% as a tip. The Consumer Protection and Competition Authority, ACODECO, clarifies that this is a voluntary payment, not mandatory. The agency reiterated that tips or gratuities for services rendered are voluntary. In other words, they are not obligatory for customers, as established by Article 56 of Law 45 of 2007, which regulates price information. The Consumer Protection Agency explained that if a tip is included in the total amount of the bill, when visiting a restaurant and requesting the bill, the user is not obliged to pay it. Jaime Guzman, head of the ACODECO Research Department, explained that in 2024, the agency received around 14 complaints from users who said that they were forced to pay a tip on their bill. He explained that in practice, some businesses suggest a payment of between 10% and up to 30% for a service tip. Although this amount is not regulated by law, most restaurants request a minimum of 10%. The economic agent can suggest, but it's not, as we said, mandatory, Guzman clarified. He added that the percentage of the tip depends on what the consumer considers fair. This is based on the service provided, the attention received, and the quality of the service. However, he emphasized that this payment should not be mandatory or included directly in the final amount of the bill. He also pointed out that complaints mainly occur when consumers notice that the bill structure does not differentiate the total amount consumed from the suggested tip amount, which creates confusion. A good practice would be for restaurants to check with customers before issuing the full bill if they agree to pay any kind of tip voluntarily. ACODECO indicates that in the case of complaints, users can submit their complaints through the Institutional Information and Complaints System by WhatsApp and Telegram on the number 6630-3333 or through ACODECO PMA's social media accounts. That's ACODECO PMA-S social media accounts on Facebook and X, of course that was formerly Twitter, as well as on its website, selecting the complaints option and following the indicated steps. It's also advisable to take a photo of the bill where the tip is included as evidence. And that's it then. If you want to send us a tip, that's fine. And there we go, that's our look at some of the local news for you, compiled for today's programme.